I don't want to squeeze too much into news. Yeah. We've been doing it a lot today. Let's get to Heather.
Yes, there are other news stories that are going on
yes.
in the Metro Detroit area. So I'm going to fill you in on some of those. Police are actually searching for a group of men posing as salesmen going door to door at homes in Taylor after one of them actually broke into a house, assaulted someone, and then stole their belongings. Happened on Tuesday. A victim found this unknown man in their basement. The suspect claimed that he was a salesman for something called Flex Seal, was trying to offer services to seal the cracks in the concrete of the basement floor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know
Flex
the details
is a great product.
of who let him in yeah. or how he ended up in this person's basement. But either way, he was actually not a salesman for Flex Seal, just worked his way into the house. The suspect who assaulted the victim is described to be a younger man in his 20s or 30s, about 5'11", wearing a dark blue Tigers baseball hat. Also has a tattoo on the side of his neck. Other men were also posing as salesmen going door to door at neighboring homes. So, I mean, it's really scary, especially about, because of what happened in Rochester Hills recently, right? Like that these people are posing as salesmen or utility workers and getting into people's homes. So you just need to be very vigilant about who you answer the door for, who yeah, you're letting into your house, right? It's very scary. The Big Ten will not punish players involved in the fight that took place on field between Michigan and Michigan State football players at the end of their game last weekend. You know the story. Final seconds were ticking off the clock. Michigan tight end Colston Loveland and MSU defensive lineman Anthony Jones got into this fight, quickly escalated. Players from both sidelines were coming onto the field. Well, on Tuesday, the Big Ten said that they thoroughly reviewed video of the incident and could not find evidence to support any disciplinary action.
Yeah, when I first saw the clip on Saturday night, I thought, boy, is that Mullings? People were saying he's stomping. I could kind of see it. But then I got to be fair. The video is like, it's panning and there's a mm-hmm. logo and it's not conclusive. So I understand why the right. Big Ten said, hey, I can't definitively say that he was doing something wrong. I'm not yeah. going to suspend him for it. And I understand that.
Yeah.
And if they have extra, footage, and when we had Sharon Moore on, he said they looked at it and it did not indicate that he was stomping on anybody. So I understand it.
Mm-hmm. The holiday season, it's here, right? Like I say now, it's Halloween, basically. The Halloween season is here. And after Halloween, we've got Thanksgiving, we've got Christmas, all sorts of holidays. Well, I've never done this, but I do think it could be cool. The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train is going to be passing through the Metro Detroit area once again. So that's pretty sweet. You can check it out. It runs in Canada and the U.S. It does not have any stops in Metro Detroit, but it's going to pass through the area on its way from Canada to the U.S.
What is it?
Have you ever seen? It's like a really, like, it's covered in lights. Now, it's cooler when it makes
it
a stop.
Yeah, yeah, it looks,
because you
yeah.
could, but it's still kind of neat to see it as it passes. Yeah. The thing is that they're not sure if they're going to be able to have the lights on or not as it's moving through. So it's like, are you going to actually be able to see it or not? But and they're not telling you exactly when they're going to be there because there's no stop. So they haven't like detailed timing on the route. But anyway, if you do want to go see it, all they say is you have to stay off like the railroad property, which is like 50 feet from the side of the tracks. But could be cool to check out if that's something you're into. Let's see what else I got. There's a man has filed a $10 million lawsuit against state police for what he claimed was a conspiracy to plant drugs on him during a traffic stop. Traffic stop took place on April 10th. The man was pulled over in Benton Harbor. And during the stop, the man says that the trooper basically immediately started accusing him, said he smelled of something fruity, gave him 30 minutes, did a 30-minute sobriety test, even though he said he was sober, passed that. Then he was immediately taken to a medical clinic, tested negative for all alcohol, still went to jail. And then while he was in jail, he says police went even further, claiming that he was hiding a bag of drugs somewhere in his body. So he had to go through all these body scans. He says he had to publicly use the bathroom to prove that he had no drugs in his body. And then eventually, once he was released from custody, the charges were dropped. He says he discovered footage of this conspiracy for these troopers to plant drugs on him. There was also posts on social media by one of the troopers as well. So he has filed this huge lawsuit. Michigan State Police have responded saying that at no time did troopers attempt to actually plant narcotics on this man. And they said that the actual traffic stop was handled properly. They did an investigation, but they said they are still investigating some of the remarks that were found online. Crazy. there's a new lawsuit against Subway. This lawsuit is accusing the restaurant of grossly misleading customers by advertising sandwiches that can taste at least 3 times more meat than it actually delivers. We've heard of these lawsuits before, right? You use these beautiful ads, right?
Right.
That show like a ton of, whether in this case, a Subway sandwich with tons of meat and filling, right? And it looks amazing. Then you get one and it doesn't deliver.
It's underwhelmed.
It's the case for most things, right? You're going to put an amazing photo out. Every restaurant does it, and your meal never looks exactly like that photo. Anyway, there is a new class action lawsuit that's been filed seeking unspecified damages for New Yorkers who bought the sandwiches in the last 3 years. Like I said, there's been similar lawsuits, and most of them have been dismissed. So
it's Heather with the news.